America Meditating Radio Show, we collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts 24/7. Hi, I'm Sister Jenna. Join me and guests on Blog Talk Radio as we amplify stories that compel us to be more for ourselves and everyone else around us.
Without food, not to lose weight, but to help people lose generations of hate. While many around him rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. When others used religion as an excuse for war, he used it to remind them of love. Mahatma Gandhi made the world a far better place by reaching out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. So, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hey everybody, it's John Duperin from Project Forgive. How are you doing? You are in the right place for the highest level of conversation to feed your soul. American Meditating with Sister Jenna. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Vin Verga, author of The Soul of All Living Creatures, and I listen to America Meditating Radio.
The Meditation Museum in Silver Spring, Maryland offers a variety of courses and activities to make your life go a whole lot smoother. Located at 9525 Georgia Avenue, you will be able to experience the beautiful silence that's in the space. There are courses in Raja Yoga Meditation, Positive Thinking, Stress-Free Living, and Personal Development classes. For more information, call us at 301-588-0144 or visit us online at meditationmuseum.org.
Hi, I'm Devon Franklin, co-author of the book The Weight, author of the book Produced by Faith, and producer of the film Miracles from Heaven. Just want to give a shout out to Sister Jenna and American Meditating Radio. I've been on the station before, I've been on the program. It's awesome, and meditation is such a powerful way to tap into all that God has for us and to find peace, love, and joy, and health in our lives. We have an exclusive screening of my new film, Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner and Queen Latifah. And this is a film that, you know, is based on a true story. We've been screening it all around the country, and people have been blown away by the power of this inspirational journey of a family coping with the illness of the middle daughter. And a miracle shows up when they need it the most. This movie will be in theaters March 16th all around the country. Come and see it with your whole family. I promise you, you will not be disappointed.
One can experience relationships with God not only during meditation, but in fact, it's important to experience the union, the connection with God through my entire day. And perhaps the relationship that lends itself most easily to this experience is that of my connection with God as my eternal friend. Sitting quietly, I let my mind focus on the Supreme. The infinitesimal being of light, the being of love. God the Supreme, my mother, my father, my teacher, and also my friend. I know that God is always available, is always my support.
always here. Always ready to respond. Just with one thought, I can make contact with this eternal friend. My eternal friend is the one who always cares for me, the one who constantly supports me. And with the power of this friendship, I have courage and hope for the future. Alone, there was a sense of insecurity, a fear of the dark forces that prevail. But with the support of this eternal friendship, there is no fear, no darkness, no questions, no doubts. My friend is the Almighty. My friend is the being of love. God's light and might God's love are forever and ever available. I enjoy the warmth, the companionship, and the security of my eternal friend. Om Shanti.
Hello and welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. Wasn't that a beautiful meditation called Relationship of Friend with Sister Jenna? I want to thank Devon Franklin for his shout out for the America Meditating. And folks, he's got a new book out called The Weight. I have not been able to put it down. It's on my desk right now. If you could videotape me and watch me. I have it next to my bed. It's very simple, and I know Antonia's laughing at me in the studio because she knows I don't really care for reading too much. But I have to tell you, it's really striking a very deep chord. It's about relationships, but also about the power of the way we're showing up purely in our relationships before we make them into something very long-term, you know. But please go out and get a copy of The Weight by Devon Franklin and Megan Good. And he's also got a new movie being released called Miracles with Jennifer Garner. So thank you so much, Devon, for the shout-out, and we're wishing you constant and complete success. You are listening to America Meditating Radio, and I am back from India after being on the mountaintop for 3 weeks. I didn't know what to do with myself, to be quite frank. But I had a car, so I was up and down that mountaintop. You know, nowadays the role of gurus and sages have changed. I was driving down the mountaintop the other day, and there were all these gurus and sages. There were some who were somersaulting to their next pilgrimage place. There were some that they were just walking with their sticks. There was some, it was just like, I kept wondering, why do people go through what they go through to try to find themselves, and all they have to do is tune into the America Meditating Radio Show. Stay tuned. We're going to have this incredible Dr. Friedman Schwab with us, and he's going to be sharing with us about how we can solve the feeling of fear and anxiety in our lives, because it is rampant, and I don't want to call any names, but it starts with a T. Do you see what's going on in America, folks? And even though I know that all of this is really supposed to be happening, I have to tell you from a spiritual perspective, it is showing how much fear and anxiety we have in our country. And so let's really, when we turn the lines to Dr. Schwab, we're going to ask him to give us some tidbits, because I don't know if I want to spend another 4 or 8 years with that energy in my country that I love so very much. And so I want, you know, to really inspire everyone to really pass on this particular show to see in what way we can get some tidbits to become a better person and a better nation. Let's turn the lines now, though, to our sweet, beloved Sister Gita and see what she's got as her reading. Sister Gita?
Day to you. Feels like I have been away for a long time. We were up on the mountains in Abu, and where life was all so stress-free and no anxieties and nothing like that. So I visualize myself still there on top of the mountain. I am reading from the book Just a Moment, which is authored by a friend of mine, Garfield King, who is now living in Barbados. And this book was written for the Brahma Kumaris. Give respect to get respect. Someone has not behaved towards me in the way I expected. They have ignored me or been curt in their responses. I feel I have not been given the respect I deserve. I feel put down. What are my feelings towards myself? How do I behave towards myself? Do I always remain with my self-respect intact and keep my thoughts positive? Are my actions noble and beyond ulterior motives? Are my words always soothing and uplifting? Or are they off the fault-finding and cutting down variety? How is my self-respect? It is always easy to expect and demand respect from others. It is simple to criticize others for not being respectful or for being rude, for not showing proper appreciation. Yet, it is far more difficult to ask for respect from myself. Without self-respect, I can never gain respect from others. Without self-respect, I will always be performing self-defeating actions. Without self-respect, I will always be looking outside myself for approval and will constantly be at the mercy of the whims and fancies of others. I create my own anxieties. I cannot gain respect by asking for it. I only receive it when I give it to myself and to others. Do pause for a moment and give yourself some self-respect. We are beautiful souls. Om Shanti, and have a contemplative day.
Well, you just raised my self-respect, Sister Gita. Thank you so very much for that reading. Well, the America Meditating Radio Show is proud to welcome Dr. Friedman Schwab. He's pursued a career in cardiology before receiving a doctorate in molecular biology, and his research has been published and featured in national and international medical and science journals. Dr. Schwab, doing more than 20 years actually in the medical field, he became increasingly fascinated by the powerful influence of our thoughts, emotions, and beliefs on health and disease. Realizing the enormous potential of the subconscious mind, he studied mind-activating modalities and became a certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy. I would love to know more about that too. Based on this wealth of knowledge and experience, Dr. Schwab created a personal breath breakthrough and empowerment programs specifically designed to eliminate emotional and mental blocks and limitations. He's the author of Fear and Anxiety Solution, and today we welcome Dr. Schwab to the air. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Always want to have discussions, especially with folks who were physicians, but who are also incorporating more of an alternative way of being, because I don't know how we can keep just pumping people up, doctor, with pills and not having them look at the thought and the emotional factor that's taking place. What was it that really made you start to look more at that? I would call it the spiritual dimensions of medicine, which I really want more physicians to get more involved with, because folks go to doctors to be physically cured, but the emotional, spiritual state also needs some sort of a tweaking or prescription, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I saw this just in my time in cardiology quite often, that people were treated merely for their symptoms. And of course, you know, allopathic medicine has good intentions, but ultimately what was missing was spending maybe more than 5 minutes with the patient and asking, how come that this is your second heart attack, or that you are in 1 year, 5 times in the hospital, you take all the medication, you have lost weight, but somehow you still have a problem on the level of the heart, and what is really going on. And that has been always missing. And I remember several cases where I just felt that these people were more and more anxious and more stressed and more insecure, so that this was almost a self-fulfilling prophecy, a vicious cycle they were in, and it certainly took me to realize that I also had anxiety, to be more curious about what we can do to heal the anxiety, and you know, meditation was a big part of my journey, because when I learned to really enjoy and practice meditation, I also recognized the power of shifting our mind and our emotions through this practice and through connecting to something deeper within, which I find is incredibly healing and something we just really need to teach more people and to use more as a preventative measure to help people to not go into the physical problems.
That's beautiful. Why fear and anxiety? I mean, after seeing all of your patients, were those two factors overwhelming in a lot of your patients, why you started to focus more on that? Yes, you recognized your own anxiety and you recognized that you had your own fear issues, but as a physician, dealing with your patients and constantly observing that what you came up with was fear and anxiety were two very prominent areas in the subconscious, how were you able to identify that?
Well, I mean, I'm not the only one who really found that fear and anxiety is at the root cause of many of our physical problems. I mean, there are studies that say that 70% of doctor visits these days are about fear and anxiety, whether it's fear and anxiety as the emotional issue or whether it's stress-related illnesses, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, autoimmune diseases. For me, it was maybe a story of a man early in my career that really shaped me in many ways, because it showed me the power of the emotions. It was a farmer, very, very simple and very kind man who was really pure epitome of health and vitality, although he was already in his 60s, but he never had been to the doctor, never had been in the hospital. But unfortunately, he had broken his leg, so he had to go to the hospital. And at that time, I was a young intern. And he said, well, I've never really had to deal with medicine. I'm really scared. I'm so afraid of this surgery. And it was a fairly simple operation, so I comforted him and reassured him it's going to be all right, but he was still in this sense of panic and impending doom. And the surgery happened the next day, everything was fine, but he never woke up from it, and he died. And what always had me question was the anxiety, the fear, that what ultimately made his body shut down, made him leave his body? And nobody could explain it, and at that time they also didn't necessarily investigate any deeper. But that fear and what happened to him really made me realize that our emotions are incredibly powerful, and research shows more and more how our thoughts and our feelings affect our immune system, affect not only our nervous system, affect our digestive system. Every part of our body is listening to what we are thinking, what we are feeling, and is a reflection on it. So our emotions are ultimately what we can use to heal, but certainly also something that can really make us ill.
Okay, so using that example of that patient that died after the surgery, even though everything was well, and he had just that anxiety because of his fear, and I would say on the spiritual level that the soul is on a journey, and perhaps in some past birth or past life experience, it encountered something similar, which it was so traumatic for the soul, and the soul didn't let it go. So even though everything is fine, it was just a knee surgery, they took it to the other level of something of their past, unaware of what's going on. So you have explored the subconscious mind. And so what is the role of the subconscious mind in all of this? And why does it tend to scare us so much?
Well, the subconscious is ultimately the creator of our emotions. And, you know, this is why we often notice that without any rational or logical reason, we do have, let's say, anxiety, or we feel down, or we have a bad hair day, and all of those things don't necessarily make any logical sense. So there is this deeper part of our mind, the subconscious, that creates those emotions and also responds to circumstances and thoughts in ways that is often out of our conscious control. And so the subconscious is the key. But the subconscious is not our enemy. The subconscious is not something that we cannot trust. It's simply operating in many ways still in the patterns that we have early on in our lives learned. Let's say, for example, you grew up in an environment that wasn't really stable, and maybe the father was often, you know, just a rageaholic, or maybe someone who was very critical and the mother was maybe too busy and not there. So you have on a deeper level the sense as a child that you're not safe in the world or that you're not good enough. And those beliefs are imprinted on your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind, who has two main jobs to do, one is to keep you safe and help you survive, and the other is to ultimately make you happy and fulfilled when your survival is in question. And if that has happened early in your life already, your subconscious will just run those survival patterns until you are redirecting your subconscious to look at the world and yourself differently. And that's ultimately what this work is about. So if you have been feeling unsafe, you may become the one that becomes more vigilant and looks at every corner and making sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. Or maybe you become the avoider and just feel like, oh, it's better to hide out and make yourself invisible than being seen in the world. There are different core patterns that create fear and anxiety, and their purpose is ultimately to help us survive.
I love that, because in my spiritual languaging, I call that subconscious the sanskars, which they call in Sanskrit. It's the sum total of all the experiences that you've been carrying, good and what we might call on the dualistic kind of languaging, not so good. It's not so positive. It feels like it was a lack of an experience in you. And so, you know, it fascinates me, Dr. Schaub, the level of intensity that we sometimes live our lives from in the area of the subconscious, more so of the lack, the loss, the hurt, the pain. Is there a solution to get our humanity's focus away from that, more into what are the original strengths and qualities of the soul? Do you have a technique or a method that you help people to move more towards that?
You know, I think there is not one technique or one solution, but there is a journey that we all have to go. And the journey needs to be away from these external distractions and back to our center, back to our core. And this is exactly what we are going through right now, as you mentioned at the beginning, in our society. There is the divide happening of people that are fearful and anxious and are looking for someone external to save them, someone who says, follow me. And they are giving all their power away to that person. And they are coming more from a place of separation, from a place of control, from a place of having to be the one in charge, the more powerful. So these are the forceful parts of our society. And then there are the other parts that are more looking for inclusion and looking for connection and coming more from a place of compassion. And those people are often looking more to find internal values and finding more homogeneous way of integrating nature with our daily lives. And we can see this divide. And I think in that divide is just exactly that, what we as a species have to learn. We have to learn to make the choice whether we want to control or whether we want to cooperate and collaborate with each other. And so with our emotions, it's the same thing. Western medicine has been all about controlling the emotions, shutting them down, pushing them away, dragging yourself just up so that you don't have to feel anymore. And just like with pain, that no matter how much painkillers you take, it just becomes stronger if you don't really address the root. It is the same with emotions. We cannot put on force our emotions into submission. We have to learn to collaborate and connect and work with our subconscious and understand our emotions more as an inner guidance system than something that is a nuisance that just needs to be pushed aside and ignored.
Sometimes it gets a little, I won't say scary, but the fact that there isn't a pill that can get rid of our fear or anxiety, it is our own faith and courage and trust in ourselves to believe that we're good.
Yeah, well, I don't necessarily condemn pills as a Band-Aid or as an interim solution, but I feel what you just said, learning to trust, learning to embrace, learning to understand oneself better. I mean, isn't that the reason why we're here? And isn't
exactly
the reason why so many people have fear and anxiety, and that's at least what I find in my work and with my clients, that as they go through the different processes and techniques to work with the subconscious mind, what they realize is that the anxiety and the fear is the greatest when they are the furthest away from themselves, when they're the most disconnected, the most distracted, and identify themselves with something external, their fear and anxiety is skyrocketing. But when they actually come back to themselves, when they are focusing on their inner foundation, when they're at peace with themselves, when they have been at peace with the past and at peace with who they are, there is no anxiety. And it's really as if the anxiety is your inner compass that steers you back to your core, back to your soul. And that's a journey that we as human species have to learn to take. And that is not so much taking courage, it just takes commitment to do that. And our subconscious just is the faithful friend that says, I'm going to knock at your door and make you feel uncomfortable until you move back to what you're here for, that person that you're here to live and to share with the world.
And I love that. I love what you've just said, you know, and especially the point that you made that the further away you're moving from yourself, the more heightened your anxiety and fear is occurring. And it's true, because if you're so connected to your spiritual awareness of your soul, yourself, you're going to have a force about you, but it's a gentle force that's going to feel like it's more sustainable and more creative than destructive and divisive, you know?
Yes. And it's a force that's also more interested in connecting and unifying, and not a force that is, you know, supposed to divide or overpower. And that's what I feel we are all at the core made of. You know, I often work with people that are high-powered executives that have been trained to always have to be in charge and always have to be somewhere in control. And deep inside, there is a very gentle, sensitive, vulnerable aspect that's afraid of that other aspect that seems to be the bully. And that disconnect and that inner conflict is often at the core of their panic attacks because, you know, they are on the one hand pretending to be someone, but they realize there is something inside that is not coming to expression, that's not really honored. And that is something that I feel also, going back to our original topic, has been at the cause of a lot of physical illnesses, this friction, this struggle with yourself, with your truth, where you are accepting one aspect of yourself, but you're simply ignoring or denying yourself another. And that is the opposite of wholeness and therefore creates disease.
You know, I'm trying to hold my tongue back from asking you, what would you tell Donald Trump?
what you just said to me. Like,
no, and I love him. I think he's, you know, he's God's child, and he's playing out his part. And the way I converse with folks, I mean, I was halfway across the country, and the first thing I'm asked while I'm in India is, do you think this person is going to become president? And I just had to stay mute. I go, I don't know. We'll have to see whose part it is that's going to emerge. However, it's like it's so interesting for his role to be emerging in this conversation that's showing our country at a particular level. But if you had a chance to be an instrument, a teacher for Donald, what would you actually guide him to think and be as
a
person?
I think for him it's really important to get out of the feeling that everyone is somehow against him. You know, even though he pretends himself as a very strong leader and powerful, but ultimately he's so defensive. So I think he has a real fear of not being accepted and a fear of not being liked. And there is almost like a little victim inside that is just pushing really hard whenever there is just one remote thing that someone could say negative about him. And then, I mean, we saw this in these debates over and over again, where he just jumps immediately onto whatever person there is that criticizes him and tries to squash him. And those people are not really confident. Those people are really deeply insecure. And my advice would be just to really get connected to this insecurity and understand that he's okay. He doesn't have to be afraid. He can allow criticism to come. He can allow to listen to those that don't agree. And maybe he can learn from them. Maybe there is some wisdom in what they have to say.
Beautiful. What a great way to end the show. Dr. Shaw, please come to Washington and see us. I would love for you to continue this sort of a conversation with our beautiful community here. I think it'll be well received. And before I let you go, beautiful, before I let you go, a life quote that you could leave our listeners with?
A life quote? Oh, wow. Thank you. You got me. Well, one of the things that I just believe is that our emotions are really our friends, our allies. I loved this meditation at the beginning of your show, and you know, you talked about the eternal friend, and I believe we have an eternal friend inside that communicates with us through our emotions as well, and we just need to listen to these emotions as our allies and learn to understand and address and support what their message is, rather than feeling that our emotions are our enemies or something that ultimately is derailing us from whatever trajectory we think we should have. So embracing our feelings and making peace with them, making peace with fear and anxiety, that's what I would suggest to all of us that are listening.
Thank you. Leave us with the website so our listeners can find you.
It's simple. It's thefearandanxietysolution.com, just like the book, thefearandanxietysolution.com. And if you're interested in learning more about the book or the work I'm doing, just go there. There are a lot of tools and meditations and things just for you to already go onto the journey to healing your fear and anxiety.
Thank you, Dr. Schaub. All the very best.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Didn't you love that point? The further you go away from yourself, the greater your anxiety and fear amplifies itself. And I believe that because, I mean, I've been there, been on both sides of the spectrums where I'm just not connected. I'm so frustrated. And when I am connected, oh gosh, the Rock of Gibraltar could be falling down. I'm good. I can pick it up and move on. It's okay. There's something inside of us as a nation, my friends. It's calling us. It's calling us to know that we are loved and accepted as we are. And that our purpose of being here is to be kind and thoughtful. I know the polarizing energy to that self. I know it creates entertainment. I know it's theater. But I have to ask you to look at your future generation if that's what you want to leave them as your legacy. Thank you for joining us on America Meditating Radio. We had the privilege of having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Schaub. Do go to his website, thefearandanxietysolution.com, for any further information. And I want to thank you for always being there for us and keeping us going and strong. And remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we will learn to love each other the same.
I'm going to end the show with my friend, Kristen Hoffman. This is Between the Veils. Take care, everyone.